The music of Sergei Prokofiev, Juliet, the young girl from the ballet Romeo and Juliet. That was the Antwerp Symphony Orchestra, led by someone whose work you can see very soon, conductor Elim Chan. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Born in Hong Kong, Elim Chan was in fact the first ever woman to win the biennial Donatella Flick conducting competition in the UK. And after a couple of stints with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, one of them being an emergency fill-in for Naomi Yarvie, well, she was chosen as their next principal guest conductor. Shortly after that, she was named principal conductor of the Antwerp Symphony Orchestra, the youngest ever to hold that position and the first woman. Chan now has a busy calendar of engagements with top orchestras around the globe, including the New York and LA Philharmonics, the Cleveland and Philadelphia orchestras, the Luxembourg Philharmonic, London Symphony, and Munich Philharmonic. And included on that list is our very own TSO. Elim Chan leads the program Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto Number 3, April 30th and May 1st at Roy Thomson Hall. And she joins me now. Elim Chan, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Hi, nice to meet you and talk with you.
This is your return to Toronto. You performed with them a few years ago. What are you looking forward to when you come back?
Well, I've always enjoyed working with the Toronto Symphony since my first time. I just felt like, you know, there's such a friendly orchestra, but also just play amazing. So it's always such a pleasure to come back. And, you know, I've also made friends. And yeah, it's just a joy to come back.
Now, just a bit of a sidebar here. Is it true that you were initially studying to be a medical doctor and then had a change of heart midstream?
Well, it's a little bit more complicated, the story. You know, I wanted to be like more like a psychologist. And to be more specific, I would love to work in forensics to solve mysteries.
Wow.
But, you know, of course, musical scores are also puzzles. And
I was going to say there's something similar there.
Absolutely. And so in the end, it's like, you know, as a conductor, it's like the musical detective, right? You look at the scores and you can't really talk to the composers anymore, except, of course, if we work on new pieces. So you have to figure out, like, you know, what's the picture the composer was trying to make, recreate the sound that the composer has had at the time, you know, when the piece was made. So it's pretty much a detective work that kind of doing, and it's really satisfying.
Yeah, it's a kind of a work of decoding things, is how I think of it. Speaking of bringing context and understanding to Shostakovich's Symphony Number 9, which is on the program, tell us about this one.
Shostakovich, I think, is definitely one of these voices that are so unique and strong, and how he found ways to convey messages in crazy times, in difficult times. And I love the ninth, because the ninth is almost like this sort of tiny symphony that people like sort of overlook, even though it's sort of small, but it's full of punches, full of dark humor, sarcasm, ironies. And it's like Shostakovich put on this sort of clown mask, and it started, you know, sort of nice, sort of like behaving, but you know how clowns, then they start to like pick this one thing off, start to punch you here, pinch you there. And by the end of the piece, it's all out, full blown of like in your face humor, especially with, you know, when this piece was written after the war, it's supposed to celebrate, right? Shostakovich really put the question to your face. What are we celebrating? Because in times of war, are there winners? I think there's only losers, maybe, because in the end, people suffer and there's so much to rebuild. So I think in this sort of question and times, what a wonderful way, brilliant way to challenge the times and challenge the government.
He did thread a very, very fine needle. I always find it amazing to think about what he was able to say and kind of get away with in
very stringent times.
Yep, because it's like when you got mad at him, he's already gone, you know, out the door, bye-bye, you know, like with this little, like there's this sort of thing.
Yeah. That's
why I think this one is a funny one. But, you know, at the same time, if you get his message, you get it in your heart.
The Shostakovich is paired with a titular work of the program, Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3. Both Russian composers, their lifetimes did overlap, but they had very different lives. How do you feel this reflected?
Well, of course, Rachmaninoff is one that, I would say definitely he's one of my favorites. Rachmaninoff had to leave his country, again, because of the very difficult times. Then in the end, you know, he settled in America, in California. And I think Rachmaninoff's language is so different from Shostakovich in the sense that it's less austere, less mysterious. I think Rachmaninoff is definitely one of these that is hard on the sleeves. I mean, he's a great pianist himself. And the way he writes for orchestra, I mean, how can one not be affected and love his pieces like that?
The soloist for the Rachmaninoff is Lukasz Vondracek. Have you worked with him before?
Yes, actually, we have worked a number of times together, and then we couldn't really find opportunity. So when we were working on this program, I mean, Lukasz won the Queen Elizabeth competition with exactly the Rachmaninoff Third Piano Concerto. That was his crowning piece in the final. I said, has he come to Toronto? And when we found out that he hasn't.
Ah, so this is his debut.
Yeah, I would say so, with the Toronto Symphony.
Amazing.
So I think it's a big treat for the Toronto audiences.
Yeah, what does he bring to this piece?
Of course, not just technical brilliance. And as I said, this concerto is, for many pianists, is one of the hardest. And of course, we always said, you know, Rachmaninoff has huge hands, you know, for him to be able to play that. So it is a lot of work for pianists to make this work. Not only that Lukasz has the technique, but I love how he has such a very unique sound, touch on the keyboard. I also love working with Lukasz because you put together the whole thing, but in the concerts, he goes wild. He still can find, you know, timing little things that keeps the performance so fresh and like almost a little bit dangerous, but that makes it so wonderful.
Oh, amazing. Well, lucky us. Thank you for bringing him. On this program, you're also leading an important world premiere. Still Here is a new work, the product of the TSO's collaboration with the Center for Addiction and Mental Health, known as the Art of Healing Program, which brought together Indigenous patients with composer Chris Dirksen. What are your thoughts about this piece and the process that brought it into being?
I think the whole cause of it is really important, and it's a piece that also involves electronics. The whole picture of this is that I think it's really contemporary to work with different mediums, you know, not just the orchestra, but to also just, I love working with living composers. And in this case, you can really also make new things. And now if you go back to being a detective, now you have the composer with you. I still think, you know, it's actually, the process is still happening. We're still composing the piece until it's played. And I think it's a big responsibility for conductors to really stand strong on causes like this, to really make music that really comes from today. Then I think the community will also just feel something is different from, you know, the Rachmaninoff and Shostakovich.
Well, Eileen Chen, we really look forward to your return to Toronto, and thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was conductor Eileen Chen. She returns to the TSO to lead the program Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 3, April 30th and May 1st. Find out more and get your tickets at tso.ca. Right now, let's hear from that funny, punchy, sardonic Shostakovich symphony. Here's the opening movement from the Symphony No. 9.